for the record, I would ask those of you standing in the back room, please try to find a seat. We're convening the budget hearing for the Newcastle County Revenue Summary with Contingencies and Debt Service for FY15. Present for this meeting are Councilpersons Reddy, Kilpatrick, Cartier, and Councilman Smiley. I'll be chairing the meeting. Mayor Finnegan will be taking the minutes. At present, I have been officially notified of the absence of Council President Bullock, Councilman Taggart, Councilman Diller, Councilman Holland, Councilman Weiner, Councilman Sheldon, and for the record, Councilman Street was in the room. He just got called out. We will place it back on the record when he arrives. With that, would you care to proceed? And I'd ask everyone in the room, please identify yourself before you speak and try to keep level to a minimum. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike, too, for the finance chairman. This afternoon, we're going to go over the proposed revenue summary and continue to debt service.
Yep.
And I did want to say that, fortunately, we do have a subject matter expert here for the budget office. Ronde, I'm sure everyone else in the room is taking that. Well, without any further ado, I guess we ought to start. If we move on to page one, I would like to say that this morning, Councilman Smiley was at the we did just do the resolution. So anyway, page one. Sources of revenue. This is our summary. Our real estate taxes, our general fund, column one, real estate taxes, real estate transfer tax, use of money for property service charges, license permits, intergovernmental revenues, and our general fund transfer. Second column, obviously, sewer fund. Any correct ones?
Governor Rex. I don't have in front of the old book from the last budget, so on the transfer. You have that figures from the last one.
The interfund transfer?
The real estate.
The real estate transfer?
Yeah, what was projected?
We projected we only put 18 something in the book.
So I thought, I wasn't sure. I know it was in the team, but I wasn't sure exactly.
For the record, Councilman Street has rejoined us. He was here when I started.
Okay, our second column, sewer fund, $17 million. Fund revenues provided to our transfer the life fund, $5.5 million. That's the point this morning that we'll probably have to go through with an omnibus to change this to the life tax that knows the we'll get revised numbers. Crossing guard fund, $9 million.
Can we just touch base, because I just got to look at this because we just came up this morning, and there was some interest previously on council with the park guard. Can we just touch base on how, number one, the light tax fund is a solely separate fund. Those funds are never intermingled with anything else. And the same with the crossing guard fund. There are funds left over in the crossing guard, they're utilized for the next budget and offset
costs. And the state has been very favorable to that. Yes. About how each side is trying to protect the rest of the budget.
Yeah. That was my responsibility on the well. I'll pass it, I believe, I'm, we can take this up for public safety, but I believe for the expediency purposes, I believe Councilwoman Kilpatrick has taken that up. If I just want to take that question, and then I'll go to you. I found that email to be a broad-spread email, very lacking in any type of substance for wanting any type of recourse. There's no specifics of anything. And but I was going to hear that, but I said, we need to talk to the school.
Well,
funding is there. Because we are talking about the funding, and it's important to know if the funding is there to meet the request. Just
it probably
Dollar and then we'll just... Boy, you're coming. Personally, I'm prepared to wait for public safety to catch up to the passion of the okay, so that's what I'm going to cross the street. Sir, take it.
Well, I haven't spent 5 years in public safety. I was born I was first in public
safety. The past meeting leader, I was.
Everything is fine. Okay, if we go to page two. Page two is a little breakdown of what areas the revenues are. Obviously, we'll see the property taxes are based on our assessed valuation of the current tax rate for the incorporated area is 70.6 cents per year. We have 99% collection rate. Go to page four, you see how the tax power is breaking down. Obviously, the audio is for most public library.
Going forward, not today, not this day, going forward, can we, carve out the volunteer fire department and what they are on that pie chart. Not looking at it in this, but something to take a look at.
I know, but I'm sure we all down below is the real property tax for the incorporated and incorporated area.
We have a question. Council.
We are 0.9 cents of what we're allowed to do.
allowable exclusion. So, that's how much we're under.
Request for revision of the plot chart, and based on some conversation that's been called the state community, it's possible to break that out with EMS and fire.
Charge.
What? And if you look at a column on the right there, Council, for fiscal year 2015 budget, where the revenues are all coming from, that $1,337,000 will now be billed to that. The sewer bill. The big problem. The big guy. The big expensive problem. We go to page 10. The average bill, $283. Now it's used.
And I just want to make a reference. It probably isn't the right place, but since we have so many people in the room, this came out this morning. You know, we always find ourselves in finance one time or another talking about, you know, making sure the public is aware when their bills due, what the process is, and everything else. I was somewhat taken aback this morning when I heard, you know, Monday was the day to pay your bill. We're wondering about people making sure they know. Over $1 million in one day. They know when it's due. They're waiting and some are forgetting. Over $1 million on the last day to serve them. $1,000,002. So I just put that out there. Yeah.
So good amount of the constituents definitely do wait till the very end. You know, years ago, when the interest rates were raised, it wasn't a good
thing. Well, we're not communicating with the bank. I'm holding the money back to pay the bill on the last day. And I take the checkbook and go to the county building. I didn't realize the money from the boss got the day before, and it's not there. Now I've got a delinquent rate. But I just found that I just really did not imagine it was that much money coming in the last day. Just think how much we can make if we lose the due date a day earlier. Then we can catch it as late. With that we can move on with the budget.
No, I'm up. Okay, we go to page 11. The sewer fees now. We go to the use of money. This is a breakdown of the various categories.
Councilman Gordon. The Saturday, the sheriff don't use it, but it's free.
We got out there, we ain't getting no money on that.
So you didn't ask for a permit?
Doesn't want to go back.
Yeah, but one thing I was saying is all for the money, not only do you need the fees for the parks, but then at least those parks to the little leagues, soccer, baseball, whatever, all the capital improvements, having up the funding, comes with them. So we cut down on our operating costs on the parks by creating some of these leases.
For the record, I've never had an issue with the league keeping them, maybe that's us leasing out the park, finding out. Mine is going to be over. No, I know.
I want you to get that story.
So we're going to page 13 then.
Permit.
So the only permit contract is pretty much staying the same. The only permit is a little bit of a change.
clear, we don't have a dollar cap, but during their budget writing process, which follows ours, they could at any time reduce it. Yeah, but I'm saying the adoption of the ordinance.
Could lower.
because I know they always say the bond.
Right.
Okay, if we go to page 18, show you the graph of our debt service out through 2024. The interest, the good part here is when you look at the general fund, you look at the sewer fund. 2016 is where we start to get on. That's where we'll try to, probably over the next year or so, be going out to the bond market again, or through the general fund. This gives us that little window so that we do have an impact on the operating budget. Generally, you try to work it around the cash balance, because you don't want the cash balance or the cash fund to get too low, because then all it's doing is it might get the focus of the brain or the lack of balance is still doing fairly well. The sewer, maybe the water sewer, if you work the last page of the year are the schedules of the outstanding debt. bottom, you got 161. And then the code, both the sewer and the so the difference between the two of them. Residential, industrial, commercial apartments with contract, and then you got the Bruce building. That's 120. Where is the rest of the money for that?
Where are we at?
Page 10.
Sewer charges and fees. Yeah. Oh, 220, great. For the sewer? Okay, that's for the sewer and everything? Okay, well that's what I wanted to know.
Great. Oh, it's all in the back?
Okay. Yeah, if you go to page 21. Okay. All right. You see how much it is each year?
I neglected to place an alert to Councilman Powers with us and Councilman Bell and have informed us that we're not.
Well, it's going to get down.
Why is it getting spiked in the air conditioning?
Okay, is there any questions from any members of council?
Anything from the public? Although technically I don't believe you need it due to a lack of a quorum, but I'll take a motion to adjourn anyway. Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the thorough presentation.